Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Mike Kinnairy. The South Florida Water Management District's new governing board, appointed that is by Governor Ron DeSantis, has awarded a $524 million contract to build the Caloosahatchee West Basin, or C-43, storage reservoir that, once complete, will store and deliver fresh water to the Caloosahatchee River and estuary during the dry season. Joining me for the rest of the hour to get the latest on the board's newly is the board's newly appointed chairman, Chauncey Goss. Chauncey, welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. Thank you for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me, Mike.
And if you'd like to add your voice to our discussion, give us a call now at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU. Just use the hashtag GCL. So before we get to the reservoir contract and what's going to be happening next there, can you, you've just been named chairman of the board. Can you just reflect on that appointment and, you know, how you see things going forward in that position?
Sure. I was absolutely honored. We had our first board meeting March 14th. It was seven new board members to the Water Management District. They asked me to be chair. I said, yes, I'm excited about that. Scott Wagner is the vice chair. I'm excited about having him do it. In honesty, after sitting through that board meeting, it was about a seven-hour board meeting. Any one of us could be chair. It is a wonderful board. I'm really excited to work with them all.
How is the settling in gone for you all so far? You guys, you know, that was your first formal meeting with all of them.
It was, and I think everyone has met with the staff maybe once, maybe twice, but we're not allowed to talk to each other because of sunshine. So this is the first time.
So you, you guys can only kind of really commiserate on all this stuff when you're in the light.
Absolutely. That's the way the law says. And I had not met our other board members till this meeting, so it was really a good meeting.
So there's been a lot of groundwork done already for the C-43 reservoir. Can you just start with kind of what's out there now? And the best way I think to describe it is east of Alva, west of LaBelle, south of Highway 80.
If you're on 80 and you're going just after you come over the Hendry County line going towards LaBelle, mm-hmm. if you start looking right, you'll see there's a sign there for I think it's the Hendry County Emergency Operations Center. It's sort of back in there. And it's an enormous project, and it has been going on for a while. It started back in, 14, 15 years ago, back in 2004. Mm-hmm. It's been slow. It's had stops and starts. That's why we're really excited to get this going forward now, because it needed the funding to sort of keep moving. As I said, it's had sort of stops and starts to where we are. We had looked at going ahead with this contract in February, but we didn't have a quorum at the governing board meeting. So this ended up coming over to March to the new governing board's to the new governance board meeting, which is why we ended up voting on it. But there has been a lot of construction done. They've done sort of all the site prep for it. But this is sort of the big one, and that's why it's $524 million, which is $500 million, which is a lot of money.
I watched a video a while back about how they're building like big pyramid kind of piles of dirt out there that'll form the foundations of the walls, as I understand it, or something like that.
Yeah, they did
already
that.
Already a lot of dirt moved.
They
in other
did
words.
That to try and to put the pumps in. They wanted to get the soil to settle, so they built these huge piles of dirt. Now we're getting ready to the point where we can start moving those around, and they're going to build a very large embankment that's going to be 19 miles of embankment, and that's the reason this is costing so much.
And it's I read a story that described it as about the size of the city of Naples.
Is that a way to put it?
It is.
I heard that for the first time the other day at the Water Management District board meeting by one of the staff, and I thought that's a good way to describe it, because when I say 170,000 acres to you, you do the same thing I do, which is I have no idea what that means.
Yeah. So who is this contract?
10,000 acres.
170,000 acre feet of
right,
water.
Yeah.
So who is this contract, or who has received this contract? I mean, is this a company? Is this an
organization? It's a joint partnership between Lane Construction and an Italian company called Cellini Impregilo, and I didn't know anything about them. They've not done work in the United States before, and they targeted this as something where they really wanted to kick off and do their first big project in the United States, and they wanted it to be with the Water Management District. We were nervous, honestly, going into this meeting, because we've got seven brand new board members. You've got a $500 million contract. We had never, we'd had one briefing on it. So there was actually, we had another resolution in our back pocket that said we're going to wait a month and we're going to do some more due diligence on this. The staff did a wonderful presentation on it. People from the contractor was there. Mike Cody was there, who works for Lane Construction, and did a very good job explaining sort of how they came up with their numbers, what their process was going to be. The staff did a really good job of sort of assuaging any concerns we had going forward on such a big project, making sure that they dotted their I's and crossed their T's. And I think at the the end of the presentation, the board was just all felt very comfortable going forward.
And is this company, they've done projects big like this before? Because this is, I mean, as I understand it, it's maybe the biggest project the district's ever
this
even
is
done.
The biggest project the district has done. It looks like it's one of the smaller projects this company's done. They've done they've got a bunch of stuff in Africa and South America.
Interesting.
They've got a $4.5 billion dam in Ethiopia. So they've done some huge projects, and they said that was one of the reasons they came in a little bit lower than their other than the other contracts we saw. Had to do with the fact they could just scale down, and they're used to doing these big projects. They were $168 million under the next highest bid.
Hmm. Do you know if they're going to – and you may not even know this yet. Are they going to hire local people? Do they bring their own people?
I don't know.
How many people does it take to build a 10,000-acre
I don't know.
Reservoir?
I'm going out. I'm going to go out and have a tour later in the week, and I hope to get the answer to those kind of questions. I don't know that.
Okay. We'll have to follow up with you. So the $524 million, is this all money that is appropriated? There's a check. Is it not
– It's going to be over time. I think it's $100 million this
year. But this is sort of money that you're counting on at this point. You don't
– Right. It would come from the legislature, from the trust fund, and we'll – you know, there is a federal match with SERP.
I was going to say this 50-50.
There's a federal match with the federal government on this one. I mean
– You guys feel good about that other half?
Sure. Yes, we do. We feel confident that the federal government will eventually step up to its 50-50 responsibility. They know they have to do it. They're behind right now. We do have a scorecard that we keep with them. And some things the Corps of Engineers pays for, some things the Water Management District pays for. Right now, I think we're way ahead, and that's something that we're going to be dealing with. And the president's budget was a little bit disappointing to us, but we're hoping that we can work with Congress and get a little more money for it.
I am talking with Sanibel City Council member Chauncey Goss, who was just named chairman of the South Florida Water Management District's governing board. We're getting details on the $524 million contract the board just announced to build the Caloosahatchee West Basin Storage, or C-43 Reservoir in Hendry County. We have a few minutes left. If you'd like to weigh in, you can give us a call at 877-428-8255. Do you have a sense, and this is where we get into those big crazy numbers, but do you have a sense of how much 170,000 acre feet is in terms of how much water goes down the river and whether or not it can make a difference in terms of salinity during the crucial dry period, which is apparently its main aim?
It is, and also it'll help us out a little bit in the wet season, but it is the main reason we're doing that. We get 53 inches of rain on average a year, but it's not apportioned nicely.
Right.
We get a lot in the summer. We get not too much. We get about 2 inches in the winter and on average per month. So that's the problem. So what this will do is allow us to store that, because we don't store water very well in Florida. When all the SERP projects are done, I think they said it's about 60% of the – it'll help us with about 60% of the flow coming out of both the basin and the river, I think is the number I have
about
in my
60%.
Head. About 60%. So it'll be – yeah, we'll be 60% ahead of when this is all finished.
Gotcha. What about the water quality aspect? I saw at the bottom of the release you're going to be partnering with the Florida Department of Health. I think it said –
DEP.
DEP. Okay.
Yep.
Because we had the big algae bloom. It started in the lake. It was in the estuary. It seems to me – I'm not a scientist, but if some of that flows down into that big, fixed storage place, it would just turn into a great big algae bloom, maybe?
It's a great question, and it's something that we particularly on Sanibel, are very interested in, making sure that the water that comes out of that is clean. And there was not a cleaning component to it when it was authorized. We have worked people, and the governor is very, very clear on this, that he wants to see a cleaning component added. So we're working with DEP now, Department of Environmental Protection, on that. And over the next year or two, we will develop something that can help clean that water, whether it's a stormwater treatment area. It'll be something to help clean that water.
And a stormwater treatment area has to be shallower, right? So this is a storage reservoir. It's very deep. It doesn't really – you can't really have cattails in it.
Exactly. The STAs, the stormwater treatment areas, are generally areas where it's vegetation that will help take phosphorus out of the water. And they work really well in the Everglades, and we've used them well there. And we've got one on, I think, of the C-44 project, which is over on the other side of the
state. Right. It's kind of the mirror to this one in a
exactly.
sense.
Exactly.
Recreational element, that was also something mentioned.
What's the nature of that,
or has that even been formally decided
yet? I think it has been, and I know that there's been a lot of discussion. I remember talking to Senator Menachisto about it recently. She was very interested in it, making sure that happens, and that'll be for trails. And I don't know that there's going to be fishing or not. I need to ask somebody who knows, but I think there's a boat ramp, but that may be for emergencies. I'm not sure.
Gotcha.
I need to
because that is a big body of water.
It's a big body of water.
It might be fun to water ski on or something.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to do that, but they might. I don't know. I'll find out for you.
So what are the main topics that you guys are going to be focusing on as a board besides like this reservoir? You guys got a lot of balls in the air, right?
We do. We do. The EAA reservoir is the other reservoir, and that's the big one.
The Everglades Agricultural Area.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm an acronym
guy. That's okay. Yeah.
I came from DOD.
That's what I'm here for.
I came from DOD, and now I'm doing Water Management
District. Department of Defense.
Yeah. I think it is. I can't talk without so the EAA reservoir, the Everglades Agricultural Area reservoir, a big deal for the governor, something that we're all very focused on. We need to make that happen. We're going to try and expedite that, and that's absolutely on our radar right now.
And so that's still on track of – you know, because I know when it was released, there was some complaint about the way they kept the land lease for the farmers. That's all staying the way it is, and we're heading forward on that same basic track.
Yeah, we're going to be working on the land lease. That'll be something that'll come up in the next couple of meetings. We need to talk to our new executive director, let him get his feet under, and then we'll work through those.
Gotcha. All right. We are pretty much out of time. Do you have any final thoughts?
No. Thanks very much for letting me come in. And have me back.
Oh, we will. No, I will definitely be reaching back out to you. I have your cell phone number now. That is all the time we have for today's show. Thanks to my guest. Chauncey Goss is the newly appointed chairman of the South Florida Water Management District's governing board, as well as a member of the Sanibel City Council. Chauncey, thanks for coming back in. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks.
And thanks to my earlier guests, addiction and recovery expert Austin Eubanks and president and CEO of the David Lawrence Center, Scott Burgess, during our segment about the connection between trauma and addiction. If you missed part of today's show, you can always hear episodes in their entirety on our website, Gulf Coast Live.org, or you can subscribe to our podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts. Our show today was produced by Rachel Iacovone and myself. Our director is Richard Chin Kui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Mike Kenirie. This is WGCU-FM, Fort Myers 90.1, WMKO Marco Island 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.